Come and divine us and cleanse us from every impurity, and save our souls, O good one.
Kudusana la, kudusana kali, kudusana vadhi, rayamutahamna. Kudusana la, kudusana kali, kudusana vadhi, rayamutahamna. Kudusana la, kudusana kali, kudusana vadhi, rayamutahamna.
الذين يأتمون بلا سبب عرفني يا رب طرقك وعلمني سبلك، اهدني الى حقك وعلمني، فانك انت هو الله مخلصي. واياك انتظرت النهار كله. اذكر يا رب اخطائك ومراحمك، فانها منذ الازل خطايا شبابي وجهلي لا تذكرها، بل من اجل صلاحك يا رب اذكرني بحسب رحمتك. الرب صالح ومستقيم، لذلك يضع ناموسا للخاطئين في الطريق، يهدي الودعاء بالعدل، يعلم الودعاء طريقه. طرق الرب كلها رحمه وحق لمن يخلفون عهدي وشهاداتي. من اجل اسمك يا رب اغفر خطيئتي فانها كبيره. من هو الانسان الذي يخاف الرب؟ فانه يضع له ناموسا في الطريق الذي اختاره، نفسه تطيبه في الخيرات ونسله يرث الارض. الرب سور للذين يخافونه ولهم يكشف عهده. عيناي الى الرب في كل حين، لانه يستدد نفخ رجلي. انظر الي وارحمني فاني وحيد ومسكين، احزان قلبي تفاقمت فاخرجني من شدائدي. انظر الى بذلتي وتعبي واغفر جميع خطاياي. انظر الى اعدائي وقد كثروا وابغضوني بغضا جائرا. احفظ نفسي ونجني لا اخزى فاني عليك توكلت. الابرياء والمستقيمون اتصفوا بي لاني اياك افتقرت. اللهم ارحم اخوائي من جميع احزاني.
And you know, Lord, in my hope, let me not be put to shame in the age to come. In thy righteousness deliver me and rescue me. For thou thine ear unto me, make haste to rescue me. Be thou unto me a God to defend me, and a house of refuge to save me. For my strength and my refuge art thou, and for thy name's sake wilt thou guide me and nourish me. Thou wilt bring me out of this snare which they have hid for me. For thou art my defender, O Lord. Into thy hands I will commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. Thou hast hated them that cling to empty vanities. But I have hoped in the Lord. I will rejoice and be glad in thy mercy. For thou hast regarded my lowliness. Thou hast saved my soul out of necessities, and hast not shut me up in the hands of enemies. Thou hast set my feet in a spacious place. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am afflicted. Mine eye is troubled with anger, as also my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with groanings. My strength hath grown weak in poverty, and my bones are troubled. I am become a reproach among all mine enemies, and greatly fear my neighbors also, and a fear to mine acquaintances. They that saw me without fled from me. I am forgotten by the heart like a dead man. I am become like a broken vessel. For I have heard the reproach of many that dwell round about. When they assembled together against me, they devised to take away my life. But as for me, I have hoped in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God, and thy hand are my lots. Deliver me from the hands of my enemies, and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, save me in thy mercy. O Lord, let me not be put to shame, for I have called upon thee. Let the ungodly be put to shame, and let them that be brought down into Hades. Speechless be the deceitful lips which speak iniquity against the righteous man with arrogance and contempt. How great is the multitude of thy goodness, O Lord, which thou hast hid for them that fear thee, which thou hast brought for them hope in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secrecy of thy presence from the disturbance of men. Thou shalt shelter them in the tabernacle from contradiction of tongues. Blessed is the Lord, for he hath made his mercy wondrous in a fortified city. But as for me, I said in mine ecstasy, I am cast away from the presence of thine eyes. Therefore hast thou heard the voice of my supplication when I cried unto thee. O love ye the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord requireth truth, and unto them that act with exceeding pride, and unto them that do. Be ye manifold, and let your heart be strengthened, and all ye that hope in the Lord.
الساكن في عون العلي في ستر الله إله السماء يقيم. يقول للرب أنت ناصري وملجئي وإلهي فأتكل عليه، لأنه ينجيك من فخ الصيادين ومن كل كون منزعج. بمن كفيه يضللك وتحت أجنحك لتلتجئ. بسلاح يقض حوتك حقه فلا تخشى من هول اللاجئ، ولا من سهم يطير في النهار، ولا من أمر يسري في الظلام، ولا من وقعة وشيطان تصادفه عند الظهيرة. ألوف يسقطون عن يسارك وربوات عن يمينك، ولا أحد منهم يدنو إليك، بل ترى بعينيك وتعاين مجازات الخطأ. لأنك أنت يا رب هو رجائي، أنت جعلت العلي ملجأ لك، فلا يداهمك شر ولا تدنو ضربة من مسكنك. الشيطان وجلوس الأسد والتنين، لأنه علي التكل فأنجيه وأستره، لأنه عرف اسمي يصل إليه فأستجيب له، ما عرفنا ربي فأنقذه وأمجده من طول الأيام أشبعه وأريه خلاصي. المجد للآب والابن والروح القدس الآن وكل وعام وعلى جهر الدائرين آمين. هللويا 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 المجد لك يا الله. هللويا 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 المجد لك يا الله. هللويا 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 المجد لك يا الله. يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم. المجد للآب والابن والروح القدس الآن وكل وعام وإلى جهر الدائرين آمين.
Father, before all ages, and has you. لا تخذلينا نحن الخاطئين. فاستخصت فأي دينونة تكون دينونتي أنا المخبوط بالخطايا، من يدفع إليه بالنار عني، من يدير ظلمتي، إن لم ترحمني أنت يا رب بما أنك محب البشر.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Grant me tears, O God, as once to the sin women of old, and graciously vouchsafe that I might wash thy feet, which delivered me from the path of straying, and that I may offer unto thee an ointment of sweet fragrance, even a pure life fashioned by my repentance. And so shall I also hear thy voice, which I long for, saying, thy faith has saved thee, O Christ our God, have mercy upon us and save us.
Amen. O Lord, Lord, who delivers us from every arrow that flies by day, deliver us also from everything that walketh in darkness. Receive the lifting up of our hands as an evening sacrifice. Vouchsafe us also to pass without reproach the course of night untempted of evil things, and redeem us from every disturbance and dread that cometh to us from the devil. Grant unto our souls contrition, and unto our thoughts care concerning the trial of thy fearful and righteous judgment. Nail our flesh to the fear of thee, and mortify our earthly members, that even in the quietness of sleep, we may be illumined by the contemplation of thy judgments. Withdraw from us every unseemly fantasy and injurious desire. Raise us up at the time of prayer, confirmed in the faith, and progressing in thy commands. Through the favor and grace of thy only begotten Son, whom thou art blessed, together with thine all holy and good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever and to ages of ages. Amen.
Hallelujah. Nasjud wa narka ala malikuna wa ilahuna. Hallelujah. Nasjud wa narka ala masyihu malikuna wa ilahuna. ألم نسجد ونركع للمسيح هذا هو ملكنا وإلهنا. ارحمني يا الله كعظم رحمتك وكبير كثرة رأفتكم فمنادني. ارسلني كثيرا من إثمي ومن خطيئتي طهرني، فإني أنا عارف بإثمي وخطيئتي أمامي في كل حين. إليك وحدك أخطأت والشر قدامك صنعت، لكي تصدق في أقوالك وتغلب في محاكمتك. أعلم بالآثام حملتي وبالخطايا ولدتني أمي. لأنك قد أحببت الحق ووضعت لي غوامض حكمتك ومستوراتها. أنضحني من زخرف وأطهار تغسلني فأبيض أكثر من الثلج. تسمعني بهجة وسرورا فتبتهج عظامي الذليلة. اصرف وجهك عن خطاياي وامحو كل ما أهدي. قلبا نقيا خذ فيا يا الله وروحا مستقيما جدد في أحشائي. لا تطرحني من قدام وجهك وروحك القدوس لا تنزعه مني. امنحني بهجة خلاصك وبروح رئاسي أعظمني. وأعلم الأثم طرقك والكفر إليك يرجعون. أنقذني من الدماء يا الله إلى خلاصي ليبتهج لساني بعدل. يا رب افتح شفتي ويخبر لي بتسبيحتك، لأن لأنك لو أطرت الذبيحة كنت لها معك، لكنك لا تسرب المحروقات. الذبيحة لله روح المنسحق الكلب المتخشع المتواضع لا يغدره الله. أصلح يا رب مصدرك سجون ولتبني أسوار أورشليم. حينئذ تسر بذبيحة العبد قربان المحروقات، حينئذ يكذبون على مذابحك الأجور.
The Lord, hear my prayer and let my cry come unto thee. Turn not thy face away from me in the day when I am afflicted. Incline thy ear unto me. In the day when I call upon thee, quickly hearken unto me. For my days are banished like smoke, and my bones consumed like wood for the burning. I am smitten like grass and withered in my heart, for I forget to eat my bread. By reason of thy voice of my groaning, my bone has cleaved unto my flesh. I have become like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl in a ruined house. I have watched and am like a sparrow that sitteth alone upon the housetop. The whole day long my enemies reproached me, and they that praised me made an oath against me. For before the face of thy wrath and thy anger I ate ashes like bread, and my drink I mingled with weeping. For after uplifting me, thou hast dashed me down. My days are like a shadow that declined, and I am like grass and withered. Thou, O Lord, forever abidest, and thy remembrance is unto generation and generation. Thou shalt rise up and have pity upon Zion, for it is time to have compassion on her. Yea, the time has come. For thy servants have taken pleasure in her stones, and they shall feel pity for her dust. And the nations shall fear thy name, O Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. For the Lord shall build up Zion, and he shall be seen in his glory. For he hath regarded the prayer of the humble, and hath not despised their supplication. Let this be written for another generation, and the people that is being created shall praise the Lord. For he hath looked out from his holy heights, and the Lord from heaven hath looked upon the earth to hear the groaning of them that be in fetters, to loose the sons of the slain, to declare in Zion the name of the Lord, and his praise in Jerusalem, when the peoples are gathered together, and the kings to serve the Lord. He answered him in the way of his strength, the fewness of my days declare unto me. Take me not away of the half of my days, for generations and generations are thy years. In the beginning, O Lord, thou didst lay the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are of the works of thy hand. They shall perish, but thou abidest, and all like the garment shall grow old, and as a vesture shall thou fold them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. The sons of the servant shall have their dwelling, and their seed forever shall be guided aright.
O Lord Almighty, thou God of our fathers, of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and of their righteous seed, who has made heaven and earth with all the array thereof, who has bound the sea by the word of thy command, who has shut up the deep and sealed it by thy fearful and glorious name, whom all things fear, yea, and before whose power they tremble, for the majesty of thy glory cannot be borne, and the anger of thy threatening towards sinners is intolerable, and yet thy merciful promise is immeasurable and unsearchable. For thou art the God most high, of great compassion, long-suffering, abundant in mercy and repentance of the evils against me. Thou, O Lord, according to thy great goodness, hast promised repentance and forgiveness to them that have sinned against thee, and of thy infinite mercies hast appointed repentance unto sinners, that they may be saved. Thou, therefore, O Lord of hosts, hast not appointed repentance to the just, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, who have not sinned against thee, but thou hast appointed repentance unto me, who am a sinner, for my sins are more in number than the sands of the sea. My transgressions, O Lord, are multiplied, my transgressions are multiplied, and I am not worthy to behold and look unto the height of heaven for the multitude of mine iniquities. I have bowed down with many iron bands, so that I cannot lift up my head by reason of my sins. Neither have I any respite, for I have provoked thy wrath and done that which is evil before thee. I did not thy will, neither kept I thy commandments. I have set up abominations and multiplied detestable things. Now therefore I bow the knee of my heart, beseeching thee for grace. I have sinned, O Lord, I have sinned and I acknowledge my iniquities, but I humbly beseech thee, forgive me. O Lord, forgive me and destroy me not with my iniquities. Be not angry with me forever, by reserving my evils for me. Neither condemn me to the lower parts of the earth, for thou, O Lord, art the God of them that repent, and in me will thou show all thy goodness, for thou wilt save me that am unworthy according to thy great mercy, and I will praise thee henceforth all the days of my life, for all the powers of heaven in thee, and thine is the glory unto ages of ages.
Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul.
Let them be turned back and brought to shame that desire evils against me. Let them be turned back straight away in shame that say unto me, well done, well done. Let them be glad and rejoice in thee, all that seek after thee. O God, and let them that love thy salvation say continually, the Lord is magnified. But as for me, I am poor and needy. O God, come unto my aid. My helper, my deliverer, art thou, O Lord, make them all clear.
يا رب استمع إلى صلاتي وانصف بحقك إلى طلبتي. استجب لي وعدك ولا تدخل في المحاكمة مع عبدك، لأنه لم يتزكى أمامك كل حي، لأن العدو قد طرد نفسي وأتلف الأرض حياتي، وأجلسني في الظلمات مثل الموتى أبدا. تجارت روحي في داخلي واضطرب في قلبي، وتذكرت الأيام القديمة، وهددت في كل أعمالي. أمدت السماء إليك. وصلت إليك يدي ونفسي لك قالت لا طول أسرع فاستجب لي يا رب فاغفرني روحي لا تصرف جحك عني فأشاد بالهابطين في الجوع اجعلني في الغداة مستمعا لعنتك فإني عليك توكل عرفني يا رب الطريق التي أسلك فيها فإني إليك رفعت نفسي أنقذني من أعدائي يا رب فإني قد لجأت إليك علمني أن أعمل الباب لأنك أنت هو إلهي وخلق اختارت يديني في ارض مستقيما من اجل اسمك يا رب تحييني وعدلك تخرج من حكم نفسي ورحمتك تستاصل اعدائي وتهلك جميع الذين يحزنون نفسي لاني انا
اخطات
By my own free choice have I incurred the guilt of Cain's murder. I have killed my conscience, bringing the flesh to life, and making war upon the soul by my wicked action.
Mercy on me, O God, and mercy on me.
O Jesus, I have not been like Abel in his righteousness. Never have I offered thee acceptable gifts or godly actions, a pure sacrifice, or an unblemished life.
Mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
Like Cain, O miserable soul, we too have offered to the Creator of all defiled actions and a polluted sacrifice and a worthless life, and so we also are condemned. As the potter molds the clay, thou hast fashioned me, giving me flesh and bones, breath and life. But accept me in repentance, O my Maker, and deliver and judge. I confess to thee, O Savior, the sins I have committed, the wounds of my soul and body, which murderous thoughts like these have inflicted inwardly upon me. Though I have sinned, O Savior, yet I know that thou art full of loving kindness. Thou hast chastised with mercy and art fervent in compassion. Thou didst see me weeping and dost run to meet me, like the father calling back the prodigal son. Trinity beyond all being, worshipped in unity, take from me the heavy yoke of sin, and in thy compassion, grant me tears of compunction. O Theotokos, the hope and protection of those who sing thy praises, take from me the heavy yoke of sin, and pure lady, accept me in repentance. Sin has stripped me of the robe that God once wove for me, for it is sewed for me garments of skin. I am clothed with the raiment of shame as with a fig leaf, in condemnation of my self-willed passion. I am clad in a garment that is defiled and shamefully blood-stained by a life of passion and self-indulgence. I have fallen beneath the painful burden of the passions and the corruption of material things, and I am hard-pressed by the enemy. Instead of freedom from possessions, O Savior, I have pursued a life in love with material things, and now I wear a heavy yoke. I have adorned the idol of my flesh with a many-colored coat of shameful thoughts, and I am condemned. I have cared only for the outward adornment and neglected that which is within, the tabernacle fashioned by God. I have discovered with the passions the first beauty of the image, O Savior, but seek me as once thou hast sought the lost coin and find me. Like the harlot, I cry to thee, I have sinned, I alone have sinned against thee. Accept my tears also as sweet ointment, O Savior. Like the publican, I cry to thee, be merciful, O Savior, be merciful to me. For no child of Adam has ever sinned against thee as I have. I sing thy praises, one in three persons, God of all, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. O Theotokos, undefiled, virgin alone, worthy of all praise, intercede fervently for our salvation.
Mercy on me, O Father, mercy on me.
thou art the fountain of life and the destroyer of death, and from my heart I cry to thee before the end. I have sinned, be merciful to me and save me. I have sinned, O Lord, I have sinned against thee. Be merciful to me, for there is no sinner whom I have not surpassed in my offenses.
Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
I have followed the example, O Savior, of those who lived in wantonness in the days of Noah, and like them I am condemned to drown in the flood. O my soul, thou hast followed Ham, who mocked his father. Thou hast not covered thy neighbor's shame, walking backwards with averted face.
Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
Flee, my soul, like Lot from the burning of sin. Flee from Sodom and Gomorrah. Flee from the flame of every brutish desire.
Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
Have mercy, O Lord, have mercy on me. I cry to thee, when thou comest with thine angels to give to every man due return for his deeds.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
O simple unity, praise in trinity of persons, uncreated nature without beginning, save us who in faith worship thy power.
Amen.
O Mother of God, without knowing man, thou hast given birth within time to the Son, who was begotten outside of time from the Father, and strange wonder, thou givest suck while still remaining virgin. Like Jacob the great patriarch, that thou mayest acquire action with knowledge and be named Israel, the mind that sees God, so shall thou reach by contemplation the innermost darkness and gain great merchandise. The great patriarch had the 12 patriarchs as children, and so he mystically established for thee, my soul, a ladder of ascent through action, in his wisdom setting his children as steps by which thou canst mount upwards.
Mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
Thou hast rivaled Esau the hated, O my soul, and given the birthright of thy first beauty to the supplanter. Thou hast lost thy father's blessing, and in thy wretchedness been twice supplanted in action and in knowledge. Therefore, repent now.
Mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
Esau was called Edom because of his raging love for women, burning always with unrestrained desires and stained with sensual pleasure. He was named Edom, which means the red heat of a soul that loves sin.
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
Thou hast heard, O my soul, of Job justified on a dunghill, but thou hast not imitated his fortitude. In all thine experiences and trials and temptations, thou hast not kept firmly to thy purpose, but hast proved inconstant. Once he sat upon a throne, but now he sits upon a dunghill, naked and covered with sores. Once he was blessed with many children and admired by all, but suddenly he is childless and homeless. Yet he counted the dunghill as a palace and his sores as furrows. Undivided in essence, unconfused in persons, I confess thee as God, triune deity, one in kingship and throne, and to thee I raise the great Christ's holy hymn that is sung on high. Thou gavest birth and art a virgin, and in both thou remainest by nature inviolate. He who is born makes new the laws of nature, and the womb brings forth without travail. When God so wills, the natural order is overcome, for he does whatever he wishes. Thou hast heard, my soul, the basket of Moses, how he was born in the ways of the river as if in a shrine, and so he avoided the bitter execution of Pharaoh's decree. Thou hast heard, wretched soul of the midwives who once killed in its infancy the manly action of self-control, like great Moses, that be suckled on wisdom.
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
O miserable soul, that thou hast not struck and killed the Egyptian mind, as did Moses the great. Tell me then, how wilt thou go to dwell through repentance in the wilderness empty of passion?
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
Musa the great went to dwell in the desert. Come, seek to follow his way of life, my soul, that in contemplation thou mayest attain the vision of God in the bush.
Mercy on me, O God.
Picture to thyself, my soul, the rod of Moses striking the sea and making hard the deep by the sign of the holy cross. Through the cross, thou also canst do great things.
Mercy on me, O Lord, mercy on me.
Aaron offered to God fire that was blameless and undefiled, but Hophni and Phinehas brought to him, as thou hast done, my soul, strange fire and a polluted life.
To the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
We glorify thee, O Trinity, the one God. Holy, holy, holy art thou, Father, Son, and Spirit, simple essence and unity, worship forever. O Virgin inviolate and Mother who has not known man, from thee has God, the Creator of the ages, taken human flesh, uniting himself the nature of man. The waves of my sins, O Savior, have returned and suddenly engulfed me, as the waters of the Red Sea engulfed the Egyptians of old and their chariots.
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
Like Israel before thee, thou hast made a foolish choice, my soul. Instead of the divine manna, thou hast seen senselessly preferred the pleasure-loving gluttony of the passions.
Mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
O my soul, thou hast valued the wells of Canaanite thoughts more than the vain rock, Jesus, the fountain of wisdom, from which flow the rivers of divine knowledge.
Mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
the swine's meat, the flesh pots, and the food of Egypt thou hast preferred my soul to the food of heaven, as the ungrateful people did of old in the wilderness.
Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
When thy servant Moses struck the rock with his rod, he prefigured thy life-giving side, O Savior, from which we all draw the water of life. Like Joshua, the son of Nun, search and spy out my soul, the land of thine inheritance, and take up thy dwelling within it through obedience to the Lord. I am the Trinity, simple and undivided, yet divided in persons, and I am the unity by nature one, says the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Thy womb bore God for us, fashioned in our shape, O Theotokos, pray to him as the creator of all, that we may be justified through thine intercessions.
My soul, rise up, why art thou sleeping? The end draws near, and soon thou shalt be troubled. Watch then that Christ thy God may spare thee, for he is everywhere present and fills all
things.
When the ark was being carried in a cart and the ox stumbled, Uzzah did no more than touch it, but the wrath of God smote him. O my soul, flee from his presumption and respect with reverence the things of God. Thou hast heard of Absalom and how he rebelled against nature. Thou knowest of the unholy deeds by which he defiled his father David's bed, yet thou hast followed him in his passionate and sensual desires. Thy free dignity, O my soul, thou hast subjected to thy body, for thou hast found in the enemy another Aphitophel, and hast agreed to all his counsels. But Christ himself has brought them to nothing and saved thee from them all.
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
Solomon the wonderful, who was full of the grace of wisdom, once did evil in the sight of heaven and turned away from God. Thou hast become like him, my soul, by thine accursed life.
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
Carried away by sensual passions, he defiled himself. Alas, the lover of wisdom became a lover of harlots and a stranger to God. And thou, my soul, in mind hast imitated him through thy shameful desire.
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
O my soul, that thou hast rivaled Rehoboam, who paid no attention to his father's counselors, and Jeroboam, that evil servant and renegade of old, but flee from their example and cry to God, I have sinned, take pity on me. O simple and undivided Trinity, O holy and consubstantial unity, thou art praised as light and lights, one holy and three holies. Sing, O my soul, and glorify life and lives, the God of all. We praise thee, we bless thee, we venerate thee, O Mother of God, For thou hast given birth to one of the undivided Trinity, thy Son and God, and thou hast opened the heavenly places to us on earth.
The hosts of heaven give him glory. Before him tremble the cherubims and everything that hath breath, and all creation praise him, bless him, and exalt him above all forever.
Thou hast followed Uzziah, my soul, and hast his leprosy in double form. For thy thoughts are wicked and thine acts unlawful. Leave what thou hast and hasten to repentance.
Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
O my soul, thou hast heard how the men of Nineveh repented before God in sackcloth and ashes. Yet thou hast not followed them, but are more wicked than all who sin before the law and after.
Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
Thou hast heard, my soul, how Jeremiah in the muddy pit cried out with lamentations for the city of Zion and asked to be given tears. Follow his life of lamentation and be saved.
Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy.
Jonah fled to Tarshish, foreseeing the conversion of the men of Nineveh, for as a prophet he knew the loving kindness of God, but he was jealous that his prophecy should not be fulfilled. My soul, thou hast heard how Daniel stopped the mouths of the wild beasts in the lion's den, and thou knowest how the children with Azariah quenched through their faith the flames of the fiery furnace.
Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
All the names of the Old Testament have I set before thee, my soul, as an example. Imitate the holy acts of the righteous and flee from the sins of the wicked.
Bless the Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Father, without beginning, co-eternal Son and loving Comforter, the Spirit of righteousness, begetter of the Word of God, Word of the Eternal Father, Spirit living and creative, O Trinity in unity, have mercy on me. As from purple silk, O undefiled Virgin, the spiritual robe of Emmanuel, his flesh was woven in thy womb. Therefore we honor thee as Theotokos in very truth.
بإيمان مستقيم تعظم كل الأشياء بما أنك أم عروس
الله.
Christ was being tempted, the devil tempted him, showing him the stones that they might be made bread. He led him up into a mountain to see in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. O my soul, look with fear on what happened. Watch and pray every hour to God. The dove who loved the wilderness, the lamp of Christ, the voice of one crying aloud, was heard preaching repentance. But Herod sinned with Herodias. O my soul, see that thou art not trapped in the snares of the lawless, but embrace repentance. The forerunner of grace went to dwell in the wilderness, and Judea and all Samaria ran to hear him. They confessed their sins and were baptized eagerly. But thou, my soul, hast not imitated them. marriage is honorable, and the marriage bed undefiled, for on both Christ has given his blessing, eating in the flesh at the wedding in Cana, turning the water into wine, and revealing his first miracle, to bring thee, my soul, to a change of life. Christ gave strength to the paralyzed man, and he took up his bed. He raised from the dead the young man, the son of the widow, and the centurion's servant. He appeared to the woman of Samaria, and spoke to thee, my soul, of worship and spirit.
Mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
By the touch of the hem of his garment, the Lord healed the woman with an issue of blood. He cleansed lepers and gave sight to the blind and made the lame walk upright. He cured by his word the deaf and the dumb, and the woman bowed to the ground to bring the wretched soul to salvation. Let us glorify the Father, let us exalt the Son, and with faith let us worship the Spirit of God, undivided Trinity and unity in essence. Let us adore light and lights, life and lives, giving life and life to the ends of the earth. Watch over thy city, O all pure Mother of God. For by thee she reigns in faith, by thee she is made strong, by thee is she victorious, putting to flight every temptation, despoiling the enemy and ruling her subjects. Venerable Andrew, Father, thrice blessed, Shepherd of Crete, cease not to offer prayer for us who sing thy praises, that we may be delivered from all danger and distress, from corruption and sin, who honor thy memory with faith.
No.
goodness pitying us? How could we have dared to praise thee, O Savior, when the angels bless ceaselessly? Wherefore, O thou who knowest the secret things of the heart, spare our souls.
وإلى رحال إخوتي عندك مبارك إلى الأبد آمين. produce for love, produce in the body, produce in the living. الآب والابن والروح القدس الآن وكل آمان وإلى دهر الكافرين آمين. أيها الثالوث القدوس ارحمنا. يا رب اغفر خطايانا. يا سيد تجاوز عن سيئاتنا. يا قدوس طالع واشفي أمراضنا من أجل اسمك. يا رب ارحم، يا رب ارحم، يا رب ارحم. المجد للآب والابن والروح القدس الآن وكل آمان. أبانا الذي في السماوات ليتقدس اسمه ليأتي ملكوته لتكن مشيئته كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض. خبزنا الجوهري أعطنا اليوم واترك لنا ما علينا كما نترك نحن لمن لنا عليه ولا تدخلنا بالتجربة لكن نجنا من الشر.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen. Most holy Theotokos, save us.
O Lady, Bride of God, spotless, blameless, pure, and immaculate Virgin, thou who without corruption by thy glorious birth giving has united God the Word to man and joined the fallen nature of our race to heavenly things, who alone are the hope of the hopeless, the help of those who do battle, the ready help of those who flee unto thee, and the refuge of all Christians. Despise me not, an accursed sinner, though I have rendered thyself unworthy by my shameful thoughts, words, and deeds, and through indolence have become a slave to the pleasures of life. But as the mother of the God who loveth mankind, mercifully have compassion upon me, a sinner and a prodigal, and receive my prayer, though it be offered unto thee by unworthy lips. And using thy boldness as a mother, importune thy Son, our Lord and Master, that he may open to me as the tender compassions of his goodness, so as to overlook my numberless transgressions, and to turn to repentance, and to show me forth as a zealous doer of his commandments. And because thou art merciful, compassionate, and benevolent, be thou ever near me in this present life as an ardent help and protection, defending me from the assaults of the adversaries, and leading me to salvation. And at the time of my departure from this life, care for my miserable soul, and drive far from it the dark visions of evil demons. And in the fearful day of judgment, deliver me from eternal punishment, and present me as an inheritor of the ineffable glory of thy Son, our God. May this be my lot, O Lady, most holy Theotokos, through thy mediation and help, through thy grace and love toward mankind, of thy only begotten Son, our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, to whom all are due all glory, honor, and worship, with his unoriginate Father and his all-holy and glory and life-giving Spirit, both now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen. واحفظنا من رقعة الخطيئة المدلعة ومن كل ارتداد شهوات الظلام الليلية. سكن جماح الأهواء، أطفئ سهام الشرير المحمى الثائر علينا بغشك، وطل شغب أجسادنا، وأرقص كل معقولنا الأرضي الهيروني، وامنحنا يا الله عقلا ساحرا، وفكرا طاهرا، وقلبا مستيقظا، ونوما خفيفا معتقا من كل تخيل شيطاني. وانهضنا في وقت الصلاة ثابتين في وصاياه، ومالكين على الدوام في ذواتنا ذكرى أحكامه. وهب لنا أقوال تماجيدك طول الليل، لنسبح ونبارك ونمجد اسمك الكلي الإكرام العظيم الجلال. أيها الآب والابن والروح القدس، الآن وكل وان وإلى دهر الداهمين.
O most glorious ever-Virgin, blessed Theotokos, present our prayer to thy Son, our God, and intercede with him that through thee they may save our souls.
الأب رجائي والابن ملجئي والروح القدس وقائي. أيها الثالوث القدوس المجد لك.
In thee, O Mother of God, I place all my hope. Keep me under thy protection.
and that we may be accounted worthy to hear the Holy Gospel, let us pray to the Lord God. Wisdom, let us be attentive, let us hear the Holy Gospel. Assalam, Lijimi Aikmu. The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Let us be attentive. The Lord said, beware of giving your alms before men in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give alms, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by men. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by men. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And in praying, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then like this: Our Father who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Glory to thee, O Lord, glory to thee.
Peace be to all. Let us bow our heads unto the Lord. Master, great in mercy, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, through the intercessions of our all-immaculate Lady, the Theotokos, and of the Virgin Mary, by the might of the precious and life-giving cross, by the protection of the honorable bodiless powers of heaven, at the supplication of the honorable glorious prophet, forerunner, and Baptist John, of the holy, glorious, and all-lawful apostle, of the holy, glorious, and right victorious martyrs, of our venerable and God-bearing fathers, of the great martyr George the Trophy Bearer, patron protector of our community, of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, of the translation of the relics of Nikephoros, patriarch of Constantinople, which we remember on this day, and of all thy saints, make our prayer acceptable. Grant us forgiveness of our trespasses. Shelter us under the shelter of thy wings. Drive away from us every enemy and adversary. Give peace to our lives. O Lord, have mercy on us and on thy world, and save our souls. For thou art a merciful God, and lovest mankind.
God, grace us to be the sinner. O God, grace us to be the sinner. O God, be gracious unto me, the sinner.
Forgive me, the sinner.
God, forgive me, O Holy Father.
Let us pray for the peace of the world.
God, forgive me.
for pious and Orthodox Christians,
Lord,
and for our Metropolitan and Archbishop Joseph and our Bishop Anthony and all our brotherhood in Christ,
Lord,
and for the civil authorities of this land,
Lord,
and for the welfare of our armed forces,
Lord,
and for our fathers and brethren absent from among us,
Lord,
and for those who hate us and those who love us,
Lord,
and for those who are kind to us and minister unto us,
Lord,
and for those who have requested our prayers, unworthy though we be, especially Metropolitan Paul and Archbishop John, who are in captivity, Bishop Alexander, Layla, Sahar, Andrula, Asma, Georgette, Nadila, Emil, Alex, Paniotis, Vera, Betty, Marion, Phyllis, Carol, Roland, Patty, Daisy, Ida, Nawal, Nemer, Sally, Nuckley, Nicola, Danny, George, Renee, Ida, John, Elaine, Eva, Michael, Nancy, William, Lois, Peter, Joanne, Shafika, Lana, Patricia, Donna, Lucille, and Fran, Rami, Walad, the newborn Ian, the priest Gabriel, Matushka, Laura, the newborn Ileana, our respected parents, Ola and Michael, Lindsay and Ryan, Katrina and Gary, Diana and Hyman, Natalie and Shadi, Narad and Sandy, all first responders and those suffering throughout the world, especially in the Middle East and the city of Flint, the supporters and benefactors of our parish, and the members of our parish council, ladies auxiliary, Team Soil, altar servers, altar society, chanters, choir, church school, ushers, OCF, and preschool ministry.
Yeah.
And for the deliverance of captives,
Lord,
and for travelers by land and sea and air,
yeah,
and for those who lie in sickness,
Lord,
and let us pray also for abundance of the fruits of the earth,
yeah,
and for the soul of every Orthodox Christian.
Lord,
let us bless God-fearing leaders, Orthodox bishops, the founders of this holy church, and our parents and teachers, and all of our fathers and brethren gone before us, especially in newly departed servants, Samira, Joaquin, Suad, Caesar, and Mary, the Orthodox who here and everywhere lie asleep in the Lord.
Yeah.
Let us also say for ourselves,
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Forgive, O Lord, those who hate us and those who oppress us. Act kindly toward those who themselves act kindly, and grant our brethren and all those who belong to us all the means of salvation and of eternal life. Visit those who are in infirmity and grant them healing. Direct those who are at sea. Be with those who are on land and in the air. Grant those who serve us and are merciful to us forgiveness of sins. And upon those who have asked for us to pray for them, have mercy according to thy great mercy. Remember, O Lord, those of our fathers and brethren who are in captivity, and deliver them from every adverse circumstance. Remember, O Lord, those who bear fruit and do good works in thy holy churches, and grant them all the means of salvation and of eternal life. Remember us also, thy sinful, wretched, and unworthy servants, and lead us in the way of thy commandments, through the intercessions of thine all-immaculate Mother, Our Lady, the Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary, of all thy saints, for thou art blessed unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy upon us and save us. Tomorrow evening we have the pre-sanctified liturgy. Because we'll be having Holy Communion and we'll be fasting all day, if not from a light lunch, that service is at 6 o'clock instead of 6:30. I sent out an email, so everybody that I have email addresses should have seen what they need to bring for our Lenten potluck after the liturgy. God bless you. And then on Thursday night, we'll have the fourth part of the Great Compline and the Canon of St. Andrew.